Hello friends, thank you for joining me again on this episode, Funmilayo Adepoju speaking. In the last episode on Genuine Friendship, I shared the story of David and Jonathan and how they were real in their relationship with one another. It is never God's intention for anyone to be alone. That is why he gave us the gift of people and he wants us to have real connections in our life. I will be sharing the second and third characteristics of genuine friendships in this episode. So, follow me. Number 2, genuine friends complement one another and are not in competition. A typical example is Moses and Aaron. The partnership of Moses and Aaron is one of the greatest examples of two friends working together to do something great. I'd like to say that God created marriage to show the world an example of his character, to display his love in the form of the bond between a male and a female. The same is true with friendships. God sometimes blesses us with friends who complement us and help us achieve more than we could on our own. Occasionally, we receive that friend, and sometimes we are called to be that friend. If we listen to that call and become the best friend we can be, we become a great blessing to someone. Moses was a great leader who stammered and was afraid of speaking in public. So God appointed his brother Aaron as his spokesperson and supporter when he was terrified of talking to Pharaoh. Aaron gladly did, speaking for Moses and assisting him in all needed ways. Their connection resulted in an excellent friendship. God sometimes pulls us into another person's life to diminish our shortcomings and cover the same gap for someone else. For example, Moses and Aaron executed one of the most glorious rescues in history because they were willing to collaborate to carry out God's will. Even though Aaron committed an error at some point, the story of Israel's redemption would be incomplete without him. I see God sending your Aaron to you in this season. Remember, it is also a call to become an Aaron to someone. Number 3, genuine friends correct you when you are wrong. They are your accountability partners. Is there someone in your life who can point out when you've gone off the rails? Or are you the alpha and omega of your life? Are you the kind of person that genuine people are afraid to correct? That is a dangerous state anyone can find himself in. I challenge you today to bring your best self into all interactions and relationships in your life. True friendships do not compete, but rather complement one another. Find genuine people who can hold you accountable as you journey through life. To everyone listening to me, what are you bringing to the table of your relationships? To the marriage, are you accountable to your spouse? I want you to reflect and take a step today. Don't forget to subscribe to my channel so you can be prompted whenever we upload inspiring content. See you at the next episode. God bless you.